Georgia Congressman John Lewis called Trump an illegitimate president during an interview with NBC News. Then, days before Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Trump fired back at the civil rights hero on Twitter, saying he was, quote, all talk. Now Lewis and over 20 members of Congress are speaking out against Trump by boycotting his inauguration. Democratic U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow says she will be attending the inauguration, but it's about the peaceful transfer of power.
But that doesn't mean in any way that I support what the president-elect has said in attacking a civil rights icon like John Lewis.
Michigan Congressman John Conyers says he won't be attending the inauguration. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.